I'm Sonia Morton Firth, and you're tuned in to the Sonia Morton Firth Show. Today, my guest is Dr. Nicola Conlon, scientist and expert on cellular health. Tune in to this episode, and you will leave with a better understanding of the science of aging as we discuss NAD.
NAD is not something that can just diffuse freely through into cells. It relies on these special little channels or these special gates.
How to reduce your biological age.
The idea is that if we can slow aging at the cellular level, even just a little bit, then actually we can have a positive impact on lowering the risk of many age-related diseases.
And the magic supplement you need to take.
We are the only supplement that is being proven in a human clinical trial to actually fix the root causes of NAD decline.
After hearing you, Nicola, speaking at the Health Optimization Summit, literally about a month ago, I knew I had to get you on my show. Then when I discovered you were a fellow Geordie on top of that, it was a no-brainer. So Nicola, welcome to my show. How are you doing?
Hello, Sonia. Thank you so much for having me. Yes, us Geordies have to stick together, don't we?
And you pointed out before we got on, we're in our colours, black and white. Yeah. And we didn't actually talk to each other beforehand.
No, we did not plan this at all.
So look, I'd like to just jump straight in because I think we've got a lot to talk about. But I'd like to start by asking you to give me and my audience an overview of your academic background in the area of science and your journey as a scientist.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you mentioned, I'm a scientist and I'm actually a molecular biologist, which is just a very fancy way of saying that I study what goes on inside of our cells in our body to make our bodies function, you know, and work without us even having to think about it. But my area of speciality is actually cellular aging. So it's what goes on inside of our cells to cause all of the signs and symptoms that we experience as part of the aging process. So in a very sort of short summary, that is what I specialize in. But to kind of get to this point, my background was that my degree was in human physiology. So, you know, how does the body work? I then did a master's in research. So that's all about how you learn to conduct scientific experiments to actually test things. And then I went on to do a PhD in sort of bioavailability. So looking at when we take drugs, nutrients, supplements, things like that, how do they actually get from our mouth, if we take them orally, through our gut and into the cells where they have their function.
Why did you go down the path that you've gone through setting up your own supplement company? And we'll come on to talk about that a bit more, rather than just go down, I guess, typical pharmaceutical route.
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, you know, I never really knew what I wanted to do. I've never had a plan to start my own company or anything like that. What I was always interested in was the body. You know, I just thought for me, anything where I could continuously learn about how the body works is just so fascinating. So that's always what I wanted to do. When I did my PhD, what I soon realized was that a career in academia wasn't for me, because usually when you do a PhD, you then sort of commit your life to research. I realized that that wasn't probably suited to me because I found it quite isolating. I had this vision that, you know, all these scientists would all be working together and collaborating and, you know, for the good of humanity. In reality, it's not actually like that. It's a lot of competition. People don't work well together because they're all sort of competing against each other. So, you know, naive me thought, oh, well, how can I help people? You know, how can I take this science and help people? So that led me to actually getting a job in drug development. Mm-hmm. So I moved in the world of pharmaceuticals. And again, I thought, okay, you know, this is a way of getting the science and in developing drugs that are going to help people. But again, what I soon realized is that was also very naive, because there were two things that really stood out to me in the world of drug development. The first was it takes an awful long time. So from, you know, discovering something in the lab, so some really cool science, to actually getting it out there as a drug that somebody can take that could help them is around 15 years, which is a huge amount of time and costs, you know, hundreds of millions. So that was the first thing. I was like, oh, okay, this, you know, anything I'm working on now is not going to see the light of day for ages. The second thing was that a lot of molecules that we were actually testing in drug development weren't actually drug molecules. They were things that were natural molecules, things that were already known as safe and well tolerated. And when we were testing them, they seemed to work really, really well. But unfortunately, for something, for a drugs company, for them to take anything forward in the development, they need to be able to patent and own that molecule. So natural molecules, you can't patent and own them. So it didn't matter how well these molecules worked. We would often go down the list and be picking something that worked 50% as well, but it was a patentable molecule. It was something the company could own. Now, commercially, that makes sense. I get that. But ethically, I was like, wow, there's so many molecules that are known to be well tolerated, safe, actually work really well, but just get pushed to one side and don't get the research they deserved. So that's really what led me to actually starting my own company. So I left in 2017 and I founded Nichido Laboratories. And the sort of aim behind my company is, how do we do something with those other molecules, those things that are never going to make it as drugs, but actually have really good promise behind them, have some, you know, have some really good evidence that they work, but are just not getting the research and the attention that they deserve. So our, you know, our mission is translating the latest science in the field of aging research into products that consumers can use now.
I absolutely love that, having gone through my own health and looking at various different ways of improving my own health, from somebody that loves training, is very big into nutrition. Pretty much for the last 10 years, I've been dedicating a lot of my life to that. And what I see on the market is, yeah, a lot of pharmaceutical drugs that are actually causing more harm than good. And in fact, I've taken myself away from that. I try not to take anything that I don't know. I'm not saying that I'm perfect. You know, I do like the odd glass of something, but at least I know what I'm putting into my body. And I do believe, yeah, there's the commercials around pharmaceuticals is so big that it is really leading the way. So hats off to you for starting your own supplement company and putting some good stuff out there. Let's talk a little bit about your supplement company. Tell us about that and tell us about this NAD that is the basis of that. I've recently got into reading a lot about NAD, I basically heard of a guy called Dr. David Sinclair, who's big in the longevity space. And I started taking a molecule called NMN about 6 months to a year ago, until I met you at the conference. So it'd be really interesting just to hear more about your supplement brand and how that differs to what's on the market.
Yeah, I mean, maybe even taking a step back from that, in talking a little bit about aging, because actually when I worked in drug development, my role was develop drugs to slow aging, which is crazy. You know, people go, what? And I'll just like, you know, would casually drop it into a conversation like, oh yeah, I'm developing drugs to slow aging. Like, because it was just so normal for me being involved in that world of aging research. But what we know is that age is our biggest risk factor for pretty much every single disease that drugs companies are trying to cure. So the idea is that if we can slow aging at the cellular level, even just a little bit, then actually we can have a positive impact on lowering the risk of many age-related diseases in one go. So this is where things like NAD start to appear, because NAD has been one of these areas of science that's generated a huge amount of research and interest recently, because it's been demonstrated as a molecule that can actually help to slow the cellular aging process.
And that's quite fundamental if you think about it, something that can actually slow it down. I mean, how long has this been, or how long have we known about this?
So I think, you know, scientists within the aging field have for a long time been, you know, looking at, is this possible that we can slow cellular aging? But I think the shift that's happened has really been over, I'd say, the last decade, where, you know, the evidence has become so strong that there is not a single scientist within my field now that would argue that slowing the aging process isn't something that's absolutely possible. Whereas maybe 10 years ago, there would have still been scientists within our field that would have gone, you know, not 100% sure. Yeah, the evidence is building, but let's wait and see. Now, absolutely a given that slowing aging at the cellular level is something that is absolutely possible. And I guess where, you know, a lot of people go, well, why would I want to live longer? Or, you know, why would I want to increase my lifespan? That's sort of where their heads automatically go. But this is all about what we call increasing or improving your health span. And your health span is the proportion of your lifespan that you will actually live in good health. Because I think we all know that unfortunately we have these longer lifespans, but we're not always in the best health for the majority of them. You know, anyone who has an older relative who's been unfortunate enough to end up in a care home, or, you know, not be able to live an independent life due to age-related illness and disease, that is what we're trying to prevent. We're trying to allow it so we can live these longer lives well into our 80s and 90s, but actually be active and fit and, you know, go out with our friends and have an enjoyable time.
And I think that is so important, what you've just said there, and understanding the difference between just living longer and that quality of life, that health span. I mean, my auntie recently passed away, and she was exactly what you said. She was in a care home. And really, you know, I look at that and think, maybe, and who knows, for various different reasons, but had things been available back when she was, say, my age, she may not be in that situation. And unfortunately, you know, passed away. It was probably for the best, actually, because she didn't have a good quality of life at all. And yet there are so many advancements in medicine that we are living longer. You know, we're no longer dying of childbirth, hopefully not in this country, or the things that we used to die of 200 years ago. So things have changed. And like you say, it's just keeping that quality, keeping that energy. You know, I'm very much into my fitness. I still want to be going to the gym when I'm 90, and really feeling the energy that I've got today. And I really believe that that's absolutely possible. And yet I speak to a lot of women my age that just don't believe it. They're just like, well, some people are like, why do you want to live that long? You know, why would you want to be like that?
Yeah, and it's great that you can see that, because like you say, many people don't realize, and a huge part of my passion is trying to educate people on what's coming. Like, I have seen the science. This is what I live day in, day out, and I know what's possible, and I know what's coming, and I know how this is going to change aging as we know it. But there's going to have to be a huge shift in people's perception and understanding of aging, because unfortunately, you know, up until recently, it was something that was considered inevitable and, you know, quite frankly, not very pleasant. And when something has that kind of thing, is, you know, stigma associated with it, people have a mindset of like, oh, well, you know, it's just something that happens. There's nothing we can do about it. It's a natural process. We shouldn't interfere. We should embrace it. Da, 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 da. You know, the usual things, because, you know, there is no nicer alternative than that. But now we really know there is another option. You know, I always say within our lifetimes, we will take drugs, you know, there may be drugs, there may be supplements, other molecules that will be designed to slow our rate of aging and will reduce the risk of age-related diseases. And that's huge. So yeah.
What are the major contributing factors to aging?
So what's known is that despite the fact that for a long time we have associated aging with the outside and try to treat it from the outside, everything to do with aging starts at the cellular level. It's all about the cellular health. And now, as scientists, what we understand is that there are 12 key root causes or kind of things that go a bit wrong in the cells as we get older that cause the aging process. And we refer to them as the hallmarks of aging. But essentially, they're like 12 critical functions in our cells that start to fall apart as we get older. And what's been found is that if you can actually reverse some of these hallmarks of aging in the cells, you can reverse aging across the whole body. And this is where NAD comes in. So NAD is a very exciting molecule. It's something that's naturally found in every single cell in our body, and it's something that has been found to actually impact all of the cellular root causes of aging.
So do we want more NAD the older we get, or less NAD? How does that work in the aging process?
Yeah, so NAD is very important. What we want is we want more of it. And basically, this is because it is a natural molecule. It's found in every single cell in your body. And it's involved in over 300 different reactions, actually. So very, very important for keeping us ticking along on the inside. But I guess what it's most famous for are two key things. The first is energy production. So NAD plays a very important part in the pathway that takes the food that we eat and converts it into the energy that all of our cells in our body need to function. The second thing that NAD is really important for is actually repair in the cells. So if you have high levels of NAD, you get high levels of repair and energy production. If you have low levels of NAD, then any energy production and also repair get turned down. So when we're young, we have really high levels of NAD, but as we get older, our NAD levels decline. And this,
I was going to say, when do they start declining? Is it too late?
Well, do you know what? The really scary thing is it actually declines from birth. So as all the studies show that on average, we are losing 50% of our NAD every 20 years. So even by the time we're age 20, we've sort of lost half of what we were born with. By 40, that amount is halved again, and then again and again. So this means by much elderly ages, when you look at the levels of NAD in the cells, there's actually not very much left at all. And that's quite scary, considering I've just said it's involved in over 300 different reactions. It's critical for energy production. It's critical for repair. So when levels become really low, what you see is a lot of cellular damage building up. And this is what actually starts to cause all of these problems in our cells that result in the aging process.
I mean, before I ask, I guess, the obvious question of how we get more NAD or how do we stop the decline? You know, there's been a lot of talk of antioxidants on the market. Is that something that can help with our cell our cell rejuvenation and stopping this decline?
So antioxidants were probably one of the sort of first anti-aging, you know, phenomena that kind of appeared, where everyone was saying, you know, take all these antioxidants and it'll save you from, you know, everything, basically. What we now know is that this isn't true. Antioxidants are something that are designed to mop up something called oxidative stress in our bodies. And for a long time, it was thought that oxidative stress was a bad thing, which it is in large amounts. But what we now know is that a little bit of oxidative stress is actually very good for us, because it actually triggers a lot of our cellular repair pathways. So this natural pathways in our bodies that actually help to repair and restore and regenerate. So when people are taking huge doses of antioxidants, it actually can prevent some of our own natural repair processes from being switched on. So this is where the science has completely changed and, you know, gone a whole 360 on what was first thought to what we now know.
And this is, I think, what's so important to get across, again, just talking to various different people and just, you know, looking in the supermarkets, even supermarket shelves. And, you know, I won't mention certain places that advocate for health, but they're always talking about this antioxidant pill, take this and you'll be fine, this, that, the other. So it's quite interesting to hear actually how the science has progressed and actually to realize it's not all about that. And you actually mentioned a little bit of stress is actually good for you. I've heard of things like intermittent fasting, putting your body through cold showers and hot and cold therapies to actually initiate that stress in the body to help with that. Am I on the right path here?
You are absolutely on the right path. And I was just going to use that as an example. You know, a lot of the things that we know are good for us, so like healthy lifestyle practices, like fasting and exercise and, you know, hot and cold therapy, things like that, all work by inducing a bit of stress. So if you think about fasting and exercise, what happens is that your body is, or more specifically, the cells in your body are put under a bit of energy stress because either you're not eating, you're fasting, so there's no nutrients coming in, or you're exercising and you're burning through energy. So what that does in your cells is it triggers an energy response, an energy stress response that says, you know, it sets off a little bell in the cell saying, oh my goodness, you know, we've got no nutrients coming in or we're using loads of energy. What we need to do is switch on all of our energy production pathways and our repair pathways to make sure that the body can survive this period of stress. So by exercising and fasting, what you're doing is actually activating your body to start making its own energy production and also to start activating its own repair pathways to make sure that the cells are kept in good health. Now, the reason we have these pathways is because of evolution, because, you know, we were designed to be, you know, essentially hunter gatherers, that we're not going to get three meals a day and a snack. and our bodies had to be able to survive for longer periods of hunting or gathering, without any, you know, sustenance. So unfortunately for modern humans, our lifestyle does not allow these pathways generally to be activated. So we have all these amazing pathways in our cells that are just sitting there that never get activated because we're told that we need to have breakfast before we leave the house. We need to have a snack every 2 hours, you know, and really that's not how our bodies or our biology was designed.
Yeah, it is really interesting. And I do hear people say, you know, or if I don't have breakfast, that's it. I can't function for the rest of the day. Or how can you survive on nothing? Or isn't it bad for you? You know, you feel faint in the afternoon, or your blood glucose level drops, so you need to get some sugar into you. What do you say to somebody that's doing a bit of intermittent fasting and they're finding that their levels are just dropping off in the afternoon?
I think the problem is that we're not used to it. Most people are not used to it. But the key thing to remember is it's the way our bodies were designed to be. So we have almost trained our bodies out of it. We've trained our bodies to be on a bit of a glucose roller coaster. You know, we're eating, the glucose is going up, the insulin's coming out, we're crashing back down, then we feel like we're starving, so then we're eating more. And that's not great, but that is how we are living. So for anyone that wants to try fasting, I think it's something where, you know, it's a bit like exercise. You can't just go straight in there and, you know, run a marathon. You have to do the training. You have to almost train your body to get used to it. And what you're doing is you're training your body and your cells to become metabolically flexible. So to actually be able to survive on different types of energy fuel, to be able to activate our own energy pathways instead of relying on sugar or, you know, glucose, basically, which is what we've become accustomed to living on, thanks to, you know, huge corporations telling us that we need to eat cornflakes for our breakfast because that's the best way to start the day.
As well.
Or Weetabix, you know. So yeah, it's all about building it up. And you know, intermittent fasting can be anything. It doesn't need to be crazy long hours. So looking at a woman, anything over 12 hours is actually beneficial. And that can be as simple as having your evening meal, you know, making sure you have it before 8 p.m., which is, it's not a huge ask. And then actually having your breakfast after 8 a.m. and you've done your 12 hours. So it's not a huge amount that has to be done to start off with a bit of fasting.
I've got to say, I love it. It's changed my life because I'm sort of always on the go. So actually to stop and think, right, I've got to eat, it sort of takes out your day a bit. But actually I just literally get up now and go exercise, do what I've got to do, and then I might have something sort of late afternoon, and then I try and finish, like you say, finish my last meal at about 7 o'clock. That'll be it. So I've got a sort of a 16-8 eat about 8 hours eating window, and then 16 hours of fasting. And I've trained my body to get to that stage, starting off, like you say, in the 12 hours. But now I'm just not hungry. I don't get hungry. So,
yeah. And I think people are surprised at how quickly they actually notice a benefit, and it suddenly becomes not a huge challenge. You know, one thing that I find personally is that I get so much more work done and have such better focus in the mornings when I am fasted. The minute I break the fast and have some food, that's when my concentration is gone. But actually, you know, in the morning when I am in a fasted state, I do way better in terms of concentration. And again, it's because your body is really focused on performing and optimization in its cells, essentially. And the really interesting bit about fasting is that one of the ways that it has a lot of benefit is it because it naturally switches on NAD production.
So let's get back to NAD production, and particularly in terms of your brand, Nichido, because you've actually produced a supplement that can help. Well, I'll let you explain it, but I've actually been starting to, I started taking this supplement literally when I met you about a month ago. And I'm really interested to see what happens to the results. So I've actually taken a test before I did it. We can go on and talk about biological and chronological age, but I took a test before, and I'm going to be taking another test in a few months' time. So watch this space to see what happens. But I'll let you explain a little bit more, Nicola, about your supplement.
Yeah, so NAD was a huge area of interest for us. It was something that was gaining a lot of momentum in the scientific world as a molecule that was very important for aging. As we've just discussed, it's very important for cellular energy production and also repair, but it declines with age. So scientists said, okay, if we've got this really important molecule and it's doing all of these important jobs in the cell, but it goes down, then why don't we just not let it go down? Why don't we keep levels topped up or restore them back to youthful levels? So to cut a very long story short, there are now hundreds, if not thousands, of scientific papers to show that if you can restore cellular NAD levels, then you can actually improve multiple different aspects of not only cellular health, but health span. So really improve your core health. So this is not just anti-aging in terms of skin. This is, you know, how you're feeling inside as well in your general health. So it's become a very, very exciting area of research. And often when anything comes out to do with aging, what that means is there's then a flurry of companies and people trying to, you know, put whatever it is in a bottle or in a pill and sell it. So initially what happened was a lot of, you know, brands popped up that were putting this pure NAD into capsules and, you know, putting it on Amazon and saying, you know, top up your NAD. Now, unfortunately, it's not as simple as that. And this is because NAD is quite an unstable molecule. So it doesn't survive very well outside the body. So if you do see any supplements on Amazon that are labeled as pure NAD, they will definitely not have any NAD in them by the time they arrive at your doorstep. And if they did, it definitely wouldn't survive through your gut. So it's not an option to just take pure NAD supplements, unfortunately. So
IV drip, does that work? So I know that there's a lot of, obviously having been to a biohacking conference and knowing and here listening to a lot of people in the US, I think it's very quite popular there to get a drip that's with NAD.
Yeah, so IV drips and injections are something that have popped up a lot recently. And the idea behind these were that, okay, so if NAD is unstable, if you can't take it in oral capsules, then maybe if you can infuse it or inject it directly into the blood, you can get around this issue. So it does get around the issue of it not being bioavailable. But the issue that we still have is that NAD actually doesn't do very much at all in the blood. Where it performs its function is actually in the cells.
So just to pick up on what you said, what does bioavailable mean?
Oh, so bioavailable means basically when you take a drug, a supplement or anything, like where does it get to? So if you take something orally, obviously you don't want it just to stay in your mouth. You're taking it with the purpose that it's going to travel through the gut. It's then either going to diffuse through the lining of our gut into our blood and perform its action. But then it's also, in the case of NAD, because NAD doesn't do anything in the blood, has to then get into the cells of our body. And cells are, you know, they don't just let anything in or out. They're very, very controlled about what passes through and what doesn't. So some things have very good bioavailability, which means that they just diffuse straight through, no issues, and get to everywhere that they need to be in the body. Other things cannot do that. They rely on what are called special like channels or transporter proteins to actually move them across, which are like little gates that will allow things to pass in and out of the cells. So in the case of NAD, NAD is not something that can just diffuse freely through into cells. It relies on these special little channels or these special gates. And when it comes to IV NAD, what we know is that it gets the NAD into the blood, but many of our cells don't have any of these little channels that are big enough to let the whole NAD molecule in. And actually what we now know is that NAD is naturally made within our cells for this very reason, because it is so big that our cells make it inside the cell where it's needed to avoid this whole issue of having to get it across the cell membrane when it's so large.
So how did your supplements work? And what makes them different to, like you say, there's a lot, if you Google NAD, you can look at Amazon and, you know, or Holland & Barrett or whatever and buy something that says it can boost your NAD.
Yeah. So what we know is that when something goes down in the body, there's usually a reason for it. So in the case of NAD, we know that it declines, and we now know that the reason NAD declines is because the pathway within our cells that actually makes NAD naturally within us declines with age. So what our supplement is designed to do is to actually switch your own natural NAD production back on. And this is very different to a lot of other supplements out there. So obviously, it's different to just putting pure NAD in a pill, which absolutely does not work. But the other type of NAD supplements that are very common that are out there are something called precursors.
That's the MNN that I had been taking that David Sinclair talks about, which I believe are becoming illegal in the US.
Yes, exactly that. So the precursors, people will often hear ones called NMN or NR. They're the two most common ones. And what they are is they are basically the raw material that the body uses to make NAD. So the idea behind those supplements are that, okay, if you can't put pure NAD in a pill, then why don't we just give the body more of the raw material that it needs to make NAD in a capsule and take it and hope that somehow the body will make it into NAD. Now that's the sort of theory behind those supplements. Now, the issue with those is that we now know that the main pathway in the cell that takes that raw material and converts it into NAD declines with age. So you can take as much NMN or NR precursor as you want, but if you don't have that enzyme or that pathway that can actually convert it into NAD, then it's a bit of a waste of time. And I always sort of get people to think about it with an analogy of a bit of a car factory. So imagine you had a factory, and over the years, the production in the factory had, you know, significantly gone down. And you knew that the real reason why production had gone down was because the machines were old, they were broken, the pipes were leaking, nothing was working. Would you think the best way to fix that issue and increase production is to just order more steel, order more raw material, and hope that more cars come out at the other end?
No.
You'd want to fix the factory.
Yeah.
So that is exactly what our product does. It fixes the root causes of the NAD decline in the cells so that your body can just keep naturally making its own NAD like it did when it was younger.
So when you take your supplements, do you actually still need the raw materials, or as I understand what you're saying, is your supplements actually kickstart the process?
Yeah, so a bit of both. So we do have a precursor in our supplement. We don't use NMN and we don't use NR. The reason that we don't use these two precursors is because of the whole bioavailability issue. So again, these are things that cannot freely pass through into cells. And actually what cells naturally like to use as a precursor is something called nicotinamide, which actually freely diffuses into every single cell in the body. So we have that precursor in there, but then we also have a whole host of other different ingredients that are all promoting switching back on the enzymes and the pathways that are actually making NAD from these precursors. And the reason that many companies are promoting NMN and NR is because they own the patents for them. So we're back to the same
pharmaceutical companies and it becoming a big pharma. Sort of commercial enterprise. I guess the big question that I want to know, and I guess I sort of know the answer to this, is there any proof or have you done any studies with regards to your supplements and it reversing the signs of aging or reversing the decline of NAD?
Yeah, absolutely, we have. So when I founded the company, a lot of people thought I was crazy that I was leaving my very credible job in drug development to start a supplement company, because obviously supplements have a bad name for being unscientific and snake oil and, you know, whatever. So I always said, no, we're going to be different. Whatever we do is going to be based on very good science. And we're also going to test everything that we bring out to prove that it actually does what we say it does. So what many people don't realize is that it's not a legal requirement to do any clinical testing on supplements. So the majority of things that you see on the shelf in, you know, Boots or Holland & Barrett or wherever have no clinical testing on that finished product. What we did was a double-blinded, placebo-controlled crossover study, which is a gold standard clinical trial. So something very similar to the level of testing and quality control that would be done in a drugs trial.
And is that done with humans?
Yeah, humans. Yeah, exactly. Because we're not mice. And we're also a bit more than a few cells. So yeah, we were absolutely, you know, this is one of the benefits of using molecules that aren't drugs, that are safe and known to be well tolerated, is that you can put them straight into human clinical trials. So we did our study on humans, and we measured a whole host of different things. So the first obvious thing to measure was, does the product actually boost NAD? And we were very relieved to find that it does. So compared to the placebo, you can see a huge increase, and all of this is on our website, and people can have a look at the graphs, etc.
Was the time period from, say, taking your supplement to it increasing the NAD? I'm very interested, obviously, for myself, because I've just started taking it. But if anyone wants, you know, is interested in this and taking this supplement, we'll talk more about how they can do that later. But yeah, what time period are you looking at?
So that trial that we did was over 28 days. But what we did was we actually measured the NAD levels in each person every single week. And what we found was that even after 7 days of taking the supplement, there was a significant increase compared to the placebo in just 7 days of NAD. So we know that within our cells, it's actually boosting NAD as early as a week. And this continues to rise over the month. Now, that study only lasted for 28 days. We're now doing longer studies to look what happens over a longer 3-month period. But what we do see is not only is the NAD actually increasing, but we also measured levels of the key enzyme in our cells that makes our NAD when we are young. And this is the enzyme that declines with age and causes the NAD decline. And we demonstrated that our supplement actually boosts levels of this enzyme in the subjects. So to date, we are the only supplement that is being proven in a human clinical trial to actually fix the root causes of NAD decline. So not only boost NAD, but actually fix the problem that's causing it in the first place.
Wow, that's quite something. Now, I'm in my early 50s, 52-year-old woman. Is it too late? Is there a sort of stage where you're going, oh, you've got to start at it in your 30s or your 20s? And also, you know, is there a difference between being a man and a woman? You know, we go through hormonal changes. I've been through the perimenopause, now into the menopause. Is that going to affect it?
So I think the one thing about NAD that I always say is that if there's one thing that you're going to try and look after or supplement with, it's something to boost your NAD levels, because it doesn't matter what your age is, it will be declining. It doesn't matter whether you're male or female. It doesn't matter what species you are. In every single species, it's found to decline with age. So, you know, what I tend to see is a lot of people blindly taking a lot of different supplements when they've got no idea whether they're deficient in them or not. With NAD, it's something that every single person will become deficient in. Therefore, it's beneficial to everyone. And the fact that it is involved in so many different cellular processes means that it has a huge impact when your levels drop. And equally, it will have a huge impact if you can restore your levels to your health. So it's kind of what we always talk about it as being an investment in your cellular health. It's the kind of one thing, if there's anything you're going to do, is really look after your NAD levels. And you mentioned, you know, differences between male and female. Whilst it declines in everyone, we have a huge number of female perimenopausal and menopausal customers who send us emails and messages saying how much it has helped them. And especially with menopausal symptoms, things like brain fog, energy levels. Now, the reason for this is because if you think about it, you're going through perimenopause, menopause, all of a sudden your hormone levels are decreasing, especially estrogen. It's suddenly plummeting. We know that estrogen plays a huge role in energy production. It's very important in our mitochondria, which are the energy powerhouses of our cells. So when a woman hits this period of life, all of a sudden, the estrogen is not there to stimulate energy production, so energy goes down. Now, at exactly the same time, if you're looking at a graph of NAD decline at exactly the same age, that NAD is also plummeting. NAD is also absolutely critical for energy production. So you've got this perfect storm of like these two things coming together. And that is why women suddenly say, do you know what? I just feel like I've been, you know, been hit by a bus. I've just got no energy and everything's fallen to pieces. And I feel like I've aged 10 years in 6 months. And what we see is that in these women, just by restoring NAD, even without any hormone therapy or anything else, that can almost remove 50% of the issue. So I think it's not that NAD has a, you know, has a direct link on hormone levels, but it's acting on the same systems that are also affected by hormone decline. And I know you'd mentioned earlier, you were talking about biological age testing, which there's, I don't know if you've seen it, but there's a such an interesting study came out, which they had a group of perimenopausal women, and they basically measured their biological age at the start of perimenopause. And then they measured it over 6 months, just 6 months later, as they transitioned more into full menopause. And what they found was that in just 6 months, their biological age increased by 9 years because of the changes in hormones.
And honestly, that is such a scary figure, having been through it myself and having prided myself on, you know, keeping myself fit, healthy, looking good. And like you say, everything on the outside, thinking, you know, people saying, oh, you look young, blah, 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 blah. And then when you suddenly hit this period, which I did a couple of years ago, it sort of coincided with COVID. So I didn't know what was wrong. I was just figuring out it's lockdown. I'm, you know, a little bit down. I'm not a depressed person anyway, but I was just feeling like I just didn't have any energy. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't till I started researching and going, okay, hang on a minute. Look at what it, you know, look at what they're saying, my age. And then luckily I'm very much into taking care of my own health. So I actually went to the doctor and went, look, I've got these symptoms. I think I might be going through menopause. What can you do about it? Can you put me on HRT? And a lot of women don't know that. They automatically think they're just going through a depressed, you know, it's just old age. I get that a lot. Oh, you know, I've forgotten what I was here for. It's just old age. Or, oh, I'm not sleeping at night. Oh, it's just old age. Or I'm putting weight across my middle. It's just, you know, I'm not as young as I used to be. And it's like, that's an excuse, because you can actually look absolutely amazing. I've got more energy now than I ever did in my 20s. And I feel great. But it's just, I think, doing those things when you know this is happening. I don't think we get educated enough as women, because we're not taught about it at school. We're taught about puberty, the onsets, but we're not told about what happens to us later in life. So yeah, I think this is crucial.
Yeah. And I think, unfortunately, there is a bit of a black box when it comes to things like menopause and aging, where when people don't really understand why it's happening, therefore some of the solutions people aren't really open to trying because they don't really understand, why would that help me? You know, I'm told that exercising would help, but like, really, like, you know, is it? But when you understand the science behind it and how actually, well, you know, exercise is switching back on these repair pathways and it's inducing this stress in your body. And, you know, when people understand it, they're like, okay, actually, I understand why that may help. Therefore, I'm more inclined to actually stick with it or give it a go. But unfortunately, there is a complete lack of understanding, which is such a shame. But the key thing is that we really know that there are things you can do. So when it, you know, for example, the menopause, I've just mentioned that statistic about biological age. So, you know, biological age is a concept that is just coming out. People aren't that familiar with it. I think you obviously understand it because you've done the testing. But for many people, they don't realize we actually have two ages. We have a chronological age, which is, you know, just the age according to our birth certificate. But then we also have our biological age, which is the age that we are functioning at on the inside. So it's the age of our cells. And what's been found is that quite often our biological age and our chronological age don't actually add up. They're not the same. Now, if your biological age is younger than your chronological age, this is obviously good because it shows that you're aging slower on the inside than you typically should be. But what many people unfortunately have is a biological age that's actually older than the chronological age. So somebody could be age 40, but if I was to look at their cells and measure the biological age, they may be more like age 50. And that's bad because that shows that they are aging quicker than they should be. And what we tend to find is that in people that seem to be aging quicker and have a higher biological age, it's because repair processes in the cells have actually been turned down. And NAD is one of these things that's very good at switching repair back on. So actually, when we did our clinical trial, what we wanted to do was have a look and see, does this supplement actually affect biological age? Can it reverse biological age? So every single participant had their biological age tested before and after the supplement, before and after the placebo. And what we found was that in just 28 days of using the supplement, we saw a reversal of biological age by 1.26 years. And that's in 28 days. So we could show that actually this is truly reversing aging from the inside.
It sounds like a wonder drug, Nicola. So basically,
not a drug.
A supplement. So what you're actually saying is by taking your supplement over a consistent period of time, as you recommend, and you can talk about the dosage, you can actually reverse your biological age.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is one of the reasons why we included this test. And, you know, we promote customers to go and do it themselves, you know, do the test like you're doing, take the supplement and measure what happens. Cause, you know, we're so confident that, you know, you'll see an improvement. And I think, you know, for a lot of people to have something tangible to look at and go, okay, this is actually working. Because the concept of reversing aging on the inside is very new. You know, usually when we're talking about aging, you know, the number of people, if I had a pound for every time I said I worked, you know, I have a product for aging and they go, oh, is it a skin cream? No.
You know, people say to me, oh, you look great for your age, you know, and I was like, okay, well, I want to, just because I look great or don't look my age on the outside, I want to make sure what I'm doing is actually affecting the inside as well, which is why I've taken the test, which is why I've started your NAD supplements. And I'm going to be literally talking about my results when I get them in a few months' time. In terms of taking your supplement, what are the sort of dosage levels? Are there any adverse effects that people should should think about, and what are the positive effects maybe on the outside?
So I think the first thing is that you know, some people say, well, is it suitable for everyone? And I think when it comes to NAD, this is something that is naturally found in very high levels in every single cell naturally. This is not something that we're like trying to artificially boost that your body's not used to having. So I think that's the key thing to point out. It is suitable for everyone. We always just say double check if you're taking a lot of different medications or a lot of different supplements that you're not doubling up on anything, or that there's no known interactions. So just double check with your doctor if you're on a lot of medication. The dosage is actually 6 capsules a day, which, you know, a lot of people go,
wow. I did. When I first heard that, I was like, how am I going to get 6 capsules in?
Yeah, and it shocks a lot of people. But again, what many people don't realize is that the supplements that they're taking, you know, from various very well-known companies that are only 1 capsule a day, have had all of the studies actually done on about 10 times the amount. So like, you know, if you're taking a vitamin C and they're saying, oh, it'll boost immune function, but actually you need to be taking way more. But to make it consumer friendly, they put tiny amounts of the ingredients in and then just make the same claim, because they never actually test the final amount, the final formulation. So in our products, the reason it is 6 capsules is because we know that actually works. There are no fillers. There's nothing in there that's, you know, bulking it out. Everything in there is pure active ingredients that actually are doing the job, essentially. Yeah.
And when do people sort of, you said before, you can actually see the difference if they're testing and in the NAD improving after a week. Can people actually feel the difference? I mean, I can tell you that I felt much, I mean, I have a lifestyle such that I make sure I'm optimizing. So I'm all about energy anyway, and I do intermittent fast, but I have still felt like I've got a lot more energy, sort of more alert. So do generally people find that, or other symptoms?
Yeah, so we have a huge mix, to be honest with you. For some people, they notice an effect immediately. It's quite funny. We have some customers where, if they haven't put an order in on time or something, and they're like emailing going, it's running out. Can you get it to me? Cause I can't be without it for a day. Because they really do notice a difference. And these tend to be people that are generally a little bit more unhealthy to begin with, probably have lower NAD levels to begin with, and are suffering from, you know, real lack of energy, brain fog, and they really do notice a difference on a daily basis. We have other customers who will take it and say, okay, you know, I'm not sure if I do notice anything, but then actually when I've stopped taking it, I do notice that there was a difference, and it was subtle, but it's definitely there in terms of cognitive function, focus, things like that. Then we have other people who say, you know what, I don't actually notice anything, but I know the reason I continue to take it is because I've seen your studies. I know that even in people that don't feel anything, their NAD is being maintained, and it is acting at the cellular level to kind of look after my health. So it very much depends on the person. But the top reported benefits that we get are firstly energy, which makes complete sense because we know NAD is so critical for energy production. And people often describe the sort of energy boost they have is not like a caffeine, like a caffeine wired type energy. It's more like having the energy that they had to just keep going, like they did when they were younger, you know, being able to have slightly later nights and still feel okay in the morning, and, you know, feel like they're just functioning on a much better level without feeling knackered, is probably the best way to put it. And then the not just the physical energy, but the mental energy, you know, brain fog, you know, inability to concentrate. We see a huge improvement in things like that. The third most reported thing is sleep. So we haven't actually touched upon this at all, but NAD is very important for your circadian rhythm. So that's your 24-hour sort of sleep-wake cycle that does everything from controlling your sleep patterns to your hormones to your metabolism, a huge amount of different things. But NAD is very important in making sure that your body maintains this 24-hour rhythm. And as NAD drops, as you get older, the 24-hour rhythm becomes suppressed. And this is why, as we get older, our sleep quality starts to suffer. So sleep, especially people tracking them with Oura rings, which I've got here, or other tracking devices, people do, again, notice a big improvement in their sleep quality. And then I guess finally, the bit that I don't get very excited about, but lots of people do, is improvements to hair, skin, and nails. And these generally happen after about 3 months. And this is in terms of hair growth, nail growth, strength, quality. And for a lot of people, that kind of seals the deal, because they just say,
as well, particularly.
Yeah, they just say, do you know what? If it's doing this to my hair and my nails, then it must be doing something good inside, because everyone appreciates that when the cellular health isn't good on the inside, the first things to suffer are your hair, skin, and nails.
Well, I'm really excited to find out my own results. In the meantime, we're going to be offering my audience a discount off Nicola's product. So we'll put that affiliate link and the code in the description. So thank you very much for that. And yeah, my final questions really are with regards to the future. What sort of future developments do you see in the industry, in your field? And what does the future hold for Nichido?
Yeah, well, I think in terms of the future, I think we're going to see a huge shift in people's attitude and approach to aging. You know, we're already seeing it within the more niche markets like the biohacking space, but I think this is slowly coming to more mass markets where every single consumer is going to start to have access to products and science that is going to really improve their quality of life as they get older and improve their health span. So I think that is a huge thing that's coming. For Nichido, we're working on other products that are targeting other hallmarks of aging. So other things that are happening at the cellular level. Yeah, you know, everything that we do is we really follow the latest science, and then we look at ways that we can translate that into products that people can have access to now. So that's our mission, to always be bringing out the latest science in accessible consumer formats.
You thought about putting NAD in a cream. Does it work in a cream or a...
So the same issue of bioavailability, and fortunately it doesn't. There are creams popping up that say they have NAD in them. Again, stability issues. There won't be any NAD in it by the time you put it on your face. We may be looking at something, so watch this space.
You always test on me anytime. Is there anything important that you think I've missed out, or we've missed out in talking about, Nicola, today?
No, I think that was a really good chat. I've thoroughly enjoyed talking with you, Sonia.
Oh, brilliant. And finally, where can people find out more about you, more about these amazing supplements? As I said, I'm going to put the affiliate link in the show notes. But yeah, where can people find out about you?
So if anyone wants to find out more about the product and the company, you can go to our website, which is www.nichido.com. Nichido is spelled N-U-C-H-I-D-O. We do a lot of content and education, not only about NAD, but just about aging in general and health span and longevity. We tend to be on Instagram, so you can find me on Instagram at Dr. Nicola Conlon or Nichido.
Fantastic. Nicola, it's been Brilliant speaking to you today, a fellow Geordie. I've absolutely loved it. Maybe we'll have you back on in 6 months once I get the results. I'm really, really looking forward to that. But yeah, just want to say once again, thank you so much for your time.
No, that's a great idea. Let's do that. Thank you so much.